弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
今天想借着罗马书跟大家分享一个题目。
Today I want to fellowship with everyone a topic through the book of Romans.
荣耀神的生活。
A life that glorifies God.
或者更准确的说，我们生活的全部就是荣耀神。
Or to be more precise, the entirety of our life is to glorify God.
我们一提到这个题目，可能有的人感觉说这个宗教味太重了。
Upon mentioning this topic, some of us may feel this is too religious.
然后给人的压力太大了。
This is too stressful.
但是我非常相信啊，属灵的事情，当我们明白了之后，我们才知道这是神给我们极大的祝福。
But I truly believe only when we fully understand spiritual things, we can see this is a tremendous blessing that God gave us.
不是一些要求跟规条。
It is not some external requirement or regulations.
当我们明白了我们生活的全部就是为着荣耀神。
When we understand that the entirety of our life is to glorify God.
这带给我们一个极大的安息。
It will bring us a great peace.
好，让我们脱去许多没有必要的烦恼。
And free us from a lot of unnecessary cares and worries.
除去我们与人竞争比较的心。
And rid us of a heart to compete and compare with others.
我们不用活在人的眼光底下。
We don't have to live our life through the
eyes of others. 我们也不活在自己的论断底下。
Or in our own judgment.
因为判断我们的乃是神。
Because only God can judge us.
甚至我们，他可以释放我们，不会因作恶的心怀不平。
Nor will we be fret, nor will we fret because of the evildoers or be envious of the wicked.
所以你最后会看见啊，荣耀神的生活其实是多多蒙神恩典的生活。
So eventually you will see a life that glorifies God is a life to receive.
所以我们今天交通四个重点。
So we will be fellowshipping four aspects.
第一个是我们的生活就是侍奉和敬拜。
First, our daily life is our service and worship to God.
第二，只有荣耀神的生活才是真实的侍奉和敬拜。
To only a life that glorifies God is true service and worship.
那第三个就是荣耀神的生活其实是蒙恩典的生活。
Three, a life that glorifies God is to receive grace of God.
那第四，我们要交通点，我们如何能进入这个蒙恩典生活的实际
？And number four is how to receive the grace of God in our daily life.
好，我们先有一点祷告。
Let's pray first.
主，我们来到你的面前，我们要再次承认，主啊，若不是从天上来的，人就得不着什么。
Dear Lord, we come before you and truly want to confess that if it was not from you, we cannot come before you.
主啊，我们承认，主啊，是你自己爱你的教会。
Lord, we want to say that you truly love your own church.
主啊，你自己保养顾惜你的身体。
And you care for the body of Christ.
所以主，我们今天在这里借着祷告仰望你的恩典。
So today we want to we look up to your mercy and grace.
使用这些不配的人。
Use these unworthy people.
使弟兄姊妹，使你的身体能够得着祝福，得着建造。
So brother and sister, the body of Christ will be built up.
祷告奉靠主耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
In Jesus' precious name.
好，我们第一个要交通的，我们的生活就是侍奉和敬拜。
The first aspect of our daily life is our service and our worship to God.
我们现在读罗马书十二章第一节。
Let's first read Romans chapter 12, verse 1.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
I beseech you, therefore, brethren,By the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service.
罗马书十二章第一节是很重要的一节圣经。
The book of Romans chapter 2 verse 1 is a really crucial verse.
当保罗用了十一章的篇幅来告诉我们什么是荣耀的福音。
Paul used 11 chapters to tell us about the glorious gospel.
但是保罗不是要我们只是头脑里认识救恩而已。
But he does not want salvation to be our head knowledge.
他更盼望我们能够进入救恩的实际。
He desired for us to enter into the reality of salvation.
所以十二章第一节就是引我们进入救恩实际的门。
Therefore, chapter 12, verse 1 is a gate that leading us to the reality of salvation.
保罗说，当我们明白了神为我们预备的荣耀的福音。
Paul said, now that we understand the glorious gospel,
我们明白了神的慈悲、神的恩典跟神的怜悯。
We understand the compassion, the grace, and the mercy of God.
那现在我们该如何做合理的回应？
Then how shall we respond to this glorious gospel?
我们最合理的做法和回应就是当把我们的身体献上。
Our most proper reaction and response is to offer our body as a living sacrifice.
这里说身体献上。
The presenting our body as a living sacrifice.
它不是说不仅仅是把我们的爱啊或者我们的心愿向主献上，这些是看不见的。
Does not only refer to us offering our love and heart's desire to the Lord, which are invisible.
我们知道我们的灵受圣灵的管制，成为我们的心思、情感和意志。
We know our spirit is subject to the discipline and guidance of the Holy Spirit and give rise to our heart's emotion and minds.
但是我们的心思、情感、意志这看不见的，必须借着我们身体发表出来。
However, the invisible heart's emotions and minds can only be expressed through our body.
这个发表就是我们的生活为人。
This expression is our walk in our daily life.
我们这个人的思想、情感跟意志是借着我们这个身体与世界接触，把向世界表达出来。
Our emotions, hearts, and minds are expressed through our interaction with the world and can be expressed.
这个接触跟表达就是我们一个人在地上的行动。
The interactions and the demonstrations of our actions in our daily life.
或是更简单的说，就是我们的生活。
I'll put it simply, they are our lives.
所以将身体献上当作活祭，是圣洁的，神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。
Presenting your body is a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service.
所以献上身体就是献上我们的生活。
That is to say,Presenting our bodies is offering our daily life.
生活就不是那看不见的，是看得见的。
Our daily life is visible.
我们的生活的全部就是侍奉。
The entirety of our daily life is our service.
所以侍奉不仅仅是我们在教会里面负责一些事情，做一些事情。
Therefore, serving the Lord does not only mean that you're responsible for certain things or doing certain things in the church.
当然这是侍奉的一部分。
Surely, this is part of our service.
弟兄姊妹，但是更重要的，我们要认识到我们生活的全部就是侍奉。
But brother and sister, what is more important for us to know is our daily life is our service.
这节经文里那个侍奉还有另外一个翻译。
There's another translation for the word service in this verse.
那个翻译叫做敬拜。
This is called worship.
你们如此敬拜乃是理所当然的。
This is your reasonable worship.
所以同样的，敬拜也不仅仅是我们在教会里面唱诗祷告赞美神。
So therefore, worshiping is not only singing hymns or praising the Lord in the church.
当然唱诗祷告赞美神是敬拜的一部分。
Certainly singing the hymns and praising the Lord is part of our worshiping.
更重要的是我们生活的全部就是我们的敬拜。
What is more important is that our entirety, or the entirety of our life is our worship.
曾经有人问约翰卫斯理。
Someone once asked John Wesley.
他说如果你知道今天是你在地上的最后一天，
They say, if you know this is the last day of you on earth,
你会怎么过这一天?
How would you spend this day?
约翰卫斯理回答,
John Wesley said,
他说四点钟我会喝杯好茶。
He said, at 4 o'clock, I will go have a nice cup of tea.
六点钟我要去医院探访某个姊妹。
6 o'clock, I will go visit a sister in the hospital.
7点半我要去参加祷告聚会。
7:30, I will go to a prayer meeting.
10点钟我上床睡觉。
10 o'clock, I will go to bed.
然后我会在荣耀里醒来。
Then I wake up in glory.
也就是说，即便我们知道今天是我们地上的最后一天。
That is to say, even if we may know today is our last day on earth.
即便我们知道主明天就回来了。
Even though we may know tomorrow the Lord will come back.
我们的日子应该跟平常是一样的。
We shall live our day as usual.
因为我们的生活就是侍奉，就是敬拜。
Because our daily life is our service, our worship.
所以我们要彼此提醒弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, we need to remind each other.
我们要注意我们聚会以外的生活。
We need to pay attention to our life aside from our gatherings.
我们要注意弟兄姊妹看不见我们隐藏的生活。
We need to pay attention to the invisible life we had.
第二，我们要交通到荣耀神的生活才是真实的侍奉和敬拜。
And secondly, I want to say, only a life that glorifies God is true service and worship to God.
当我们知道了我们生活的全部就是侍奉和敬拜。
When we know the entirety of our life is our worship and service.
因为我们每个人都有不同的背景，不有不同的环境，所以我们每个人都有不同的生活。
Because every one of us, we have different backgrounds, different circumstances, so we have different personal lives.
反过来说，或许我们的生活都一样，我们都是做学生的，我们都在公司上班。
I'll put it another way, we may all be the same, like as, for example, we're all students or we all go to work.
但是，所以我们要问，到底什么样的生活才是真实的侍奉和敬拜？
So we need to ask, what type of life is a real service and worship to God?
保罗告诉我们，只有那使神能够得着荣耀的生活才是真实的侍奉和敬拜。
Apostle Paul told us only a life that glorifies God is true service and worship to God.
这就是罗马书十二章第一节一开头的他说所以的原因。
This is a reason why chapter 12 verse 1 start with the word therefore.
这也是十二章第一节结束理所当然的根据。
This is also the ending of the chapter 12, verse 1, and the rationale for the reasonable service.
保罗在前面十一章讲论福音的时候
in Paul's teaching in the previous 11 chapters,
保罗看见了神的智慧，看见了神的荣耀。
Paul saw God's wisdom and His glory.
所以保罗当他讲完的时候，保罗把他的讲论结束在一个祷告和敬拜的上面。
When he was concluding his teaching, he finished it with a prayer and a worship.
保罗就在这个祷告和敬拜的感动的里面和负担的里面劝我们把身体献上当作活祭。
In the burden of his prayer and worship, he beseeched us to present our bodies a living sacrifice.
告诉我们如此侍奉和敬拜乃是理所当然的。
And he told us this is our reasonable service.
我们来读一下保罗的这个祷告和敬拜。在罗马书十一章三十三节到三十六节。
Let's read Paul's prayer and worship in Book of Romans, chapter 11, verse 33 to 36.
深哉神丰富的智慧和知识，他的判断何其难测，他的踪迹何其难寻，谁知道主的心，谁做过他的谋士呢？谁是先给的他，使他后来偿还呢？因为万有都出本于他，依靠他，归于他，愿荣耀归给他，直到永远。阿们。
Oh, the depth of the riches both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who has become his counselor? Or who has first given to him, and it shall be repaid to him? For of him, and through him, and to him are all things. To whom be glory forever. Amen.
愿荣耀归给他直到永远。阿们。
To whom be glory forever. Amen.
我们的生活，我们人生的意义就是荣耀神。
The purpose of our daily life, of our daily living is to glorify God.
我们每一个人都必须认定这件事情。
We all should be clearly realizing this.
就是我们的生活只有一个目的，就是荣耀神。
Which is our life has only one purpose, which is to glorify God.
这是罗马书十一章结尾所告诉我们的。
This is what Book of Romans, the ending of the chapter 11 tells us.
同样的，在哥林多前书十章三十一节的话也是这样说。
It also appears in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31.
他说的更具体。
It's more specific.
他说，所以你们或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要为荣耀神而行。
It says, therefore, whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God.
所以我们彼此提醒，我们生活的目的跟意义，要从我们自己，自我为中心的上面，转到以神为中心。
Therefore, we need to remind each other, the center of our daily life, the purpose of our daily life should be changed from ourselves to God.
好，第三个重点我们要交通到荣耀神的生活其实是蒙恩典的生活。
The third point is that a life that glorifies God is one that receives grace from God.
生活是为了荣耀神，我想大家这个也都熟悉。
Our life is to glorify God. I think everybody is familiar with this.
我们常常听人说基督徒要容神益人。
We often hear that Christians are to glorify God and to benefit other people.
但是我们当我们一提到荣耀神的时候，
But we mention when we mention to glorify God.
那我们心里都爱主，我们就想说啊，我可以做这个，我可以做那个来荣耀神。
We all have love towards God. We want to say we want to do this and want to do that.
所以有人就努力的做这个做那个来荣耀神。
So people make great effort to do this and that to glorify God.
看我传福音带多少人得救。
Look how many people I spread the gospel to and lead them to salvation.
我的侍奉的果效如何如何。
Look how I have served.
我看我们一家都爱主侍奉主。
Look how my entire family love the Lord and serve the Lord.
我们为这个感谢主，弟兄姊妹们爱主。
We want to thank the Lord that brothers and sisters love the Lord.
这些都很好。
These are great things.
但是十一章三十六节告诉我们的话是什么样的生活
才能够真正使神得着荣耀。
But chapter 11:33-36 tells us what type of life glorifies God.
就是让神或是基督是一切。
That is to make God all in all.
就我们的生活里面每一件事情都学习出于他，依靠他，归给他。
We need to learn in our daily life everything can be of him, through him, and to him.
我们的生活里的每一件事情都学习是从主开始的，里面的过程我们也依靠他，最后也是能够达到他的目的。
We can learn to make everything in our daily life is starting from the Lord, and in the process we rely on Him, and in the end His will can be done.
所以他能够得着一切的荣耀。
So that He can gain all the glory.
我们不会觉得说啊，我们在这件事情上面有任何一点点的贡献。
So that we may feel we do not have any contribution in this process.
反而我们觉得我们自己何等的不配，但是实在是他借着我们这些卑微的人，使他自己得着荣耀。
On the contrary, we can see how unworthy we are, yet through us lowly men, he can be glorified.
这实在是他给我们的怜悯跟恩典。
This is truly his mercy and grace for us.
所以我们要进一步的思想，那我们依靠什么？我们借着什么才能够让我们生活里的每一件事情真的是出于他，依靠他，然后归给他，他能够得着荣耀。
So let's think a bit further. What can we rely on and through what can we make our daily living be of God through him and to him? So
我们再回到罗马书十二章第一节。
Let's go back to Book of Romans chapter 12 verse 1.
保罗说我以神的慈悲劝你们。
Paul said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God.
真实合理的侍奉和敬拜乃是奉献身体，就是奉献我们的生活。
True and a reasonable service to God is for us to present our bodies, which is to offer our daily life.
但是这个奉献的动力还它的源头乃是神的慈悲。
But the motivation, the source of our service is God's grace and mercy.
那么神的慈悲是什么？
So what is God's mercy?
神的慈悲表现在哪里？
How is it demonstrated?
这里的慈悲这个字是回到罗马书九章十五节那一句话。
The word mercy appeared in the book of Romans chapter 9 verse 15.
神的慈悲乃是他要怜悯谁就怜悯谁，他要恩待谁就恩待谁。
God's mercy is, I will have mercy on whoever I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whoever I will have compassion.
所以我们读一下罗马书九章十四节到十六节。
Let's read Book of Romans chapter 9 verse 14 to 16.
这样我们可说什么呢？难道神有什么不公平吗？断乎没有，因他对摩西说，我要怜悯谁就怜悯谁，要恩待谁就恩待谁。据此看来，这不在乎那定义的，也不在乎那奔跑的，只在乎那发怜悯的神。
What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? Certainly not. For he says to Moses,I will have mercy on whomever I will have mercy, and I have compassion on whomever I will have compassion. So then it is not of him who wills, nor of him who runs, but of God who shows mercy.
我要怜悯谁就怜悯谁，我要恩待谁就恩待谁。
I will have mercy on whomever I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whomever I will have compassion.
这里提到怜悯和恩待。
It talks about mercy and compassion.
其实这怜悯和恩待这两个字是同样的意思。
Those two words are synonyms.
一个是神里面的情感。
One is God's inner emotions.
是神向着罪人的同情和怜悯。
Is His sympathy and compassion towards sinners.
一个是因为神里面向着罪人的同情和怜悯而有的外面的表现。
The others are the outer expressions of the sympathy and compassion that God has inside.
而且这个外面的表现特别显在神圣的恩典上面。
The outer expression is specially revealed in His holy grace.
神在我们身上的怜悯和恩待和慈悲最大的表现就是神向着我们的恩典。
The greatest demonstration of God's compassion and mercy is His grace towards us.
保罗这句话我以神的慈悲劝你们的话。
Paul said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God.
或许我们可以简单的领会成我以神的恩典来劝你们。
Perhaps we can see it as he was saying, I beseech you by the grace of God.
我们所以能够奉献我们自己的身体，这个奉献的动力和源头乃是借着依靠神的恩典。
The reason we can offer our bodies is because the motivation and the source of our service is God's grace.
是因为我们看见我们这个身体本来不过是火炉的材料，不过是罪的奴仆。
It is because we can see our bodies were the slaves by its nature and meant to be burned in the lake of fire.
但是却因着神的恩典，神把我们这个身体赎回来，我们能够成为神贵重义的器具。
However, by the grace of God, our bodies are redeemed to even become God's honorable vessels.
所以当我们盼望我们万有都是本于他，依靠他，归给他，愿荣耀归给他，直到永远，我们依靠什么？借着什么？
Therefore, when we aspire that of him and through him and to him are all things and to whom be glory forever. So what do we rely on?
我们借着什么，依靠什么，才能让我们生活的事情真正是出于神，依靠神，归给神，而使神得着荣耀。
And through what in our all things in our daily life can be of Him, through Him, and to Him, so that God can be glorified.
乃是清楚知道我们这个人不过是罪人蒙主恩。
It is for us to clearly know that we are only sinners saved by grace.
一切都是神的恩典。
And it is all God's grace.
所以我们现在明白了，荣耀神的生活其实没有压力。
Therefore, we understand that a life that glorifies God means no pressure.
啊，不是宗教，不是一些要求和规条。
It is not religion. It is not a religion. It's not a requirement or regulations.
啊，不是急急忙忙的去做这个做那个。
It's not hastening to do this or that.
当我们真正明白了，我们才明白这是神给我们极大的祝福。
When we truly understand this point, can we see this is tremendous blessing from God?
我们明白了荣耀神的生活其实是蒙神恩典的生活。
And we can understand a life that glorifies God is to receive grace of God.
就是丰丰满满经历神恩典的生活。
A life that is abundantly experience the grace of God.
讲一个故事。
I want to tell a story.
年轻人，一个年轻的弟兄来找到他以往所敬重的传道人。
A young man came to find a preacher that he used to respect a lot.
他要把他写的书推销给这个他敬重的传道人。
This young man wanted to promote the sales of the books he wrote to the preacher.
传道人问他说，你为什么要写这些书？
The preacher asked him, why did you want to write those books?
年轻人说，他觉得现在的弟兄姊妹还有教会里面有很多的需要。
The young man said, among our brothers and sisters and the church, there are a lot of needs.
这些书啊，能够帮助现代教会的需要。
Those books can meet the needs of a lot of contemporary churches.
传道人听完说，我一本都不要。
The preacher said, I don't want any of those books.
那年轻人很沮丧，问他说，为什么呢？
The young man was very frustrated and he asked why.
传道人向年轻人说，我问你，为什么要写这些书？
Then the preacher asked, I want to ask you again, why did you want to write those books?
年轻人再一次回答他说，他感觉现在普遍基督教里面一些情形，他觉得这些书对弟兄姊妹会很有帮助。
And the young man said again, because he thinks there are many common issues in Christianity, he thinks the young man will need those books.
听完后，传道人仍然说，我一本都不要。
After he heard this, the preacher said, I don't want any of those books.
年轻人很失望，他准备离开。
The young man was so disappointed and he wanted to leave.
传道人说我们一起祷告吧。
The preacher said, let's pray together.
祷告中年轻人祷告说
In the prayer of the young man, he said,
他说主啊
Lord,
你要我写这些书我告诉你我不行
Lord,
但是你告诉我说你的恩典够我用你看现在证明了我不行吧。
Lord, you wanted me to write those books, and I told you that I cannot do this. And now I have proved that I cannot do it. But you told me that my grace is sufficient for you.
祷告完之后，传道人跟年轻人说，年轻人说，你的书我全部都要了。
After the prayer, the preacher said, I want to buy all the books.
年轻人很讶异，他再一次问传道人说，你前面说一本都不要，现在你为什么全部都要了呢？
The young man was surprised. He said, previously you said you didn't want any of the books, but now you say you want all of them. Why?
传道人跟年轻人说，我问你为什么要写这些书，你从来没有告诉我是主要你写这些书。
The preacher said, when I asked you why did you want to write those books, you never told me that the Lord wanted you to write those books.
你只告诉我这些书有多好多好，对聚会有多大的帮助，但是你从来没告诉我是主要你写这些书。
You just told me that how great are those books and how helpful they will be to those young people, but you never told me that the Lord wanted you to write those books.
弟兄姊妹，你能够看见这里面的差别在哪里吗？
Brothers and sisters, can you see the difference?
我们可以有自己的负担，觉得聚会有这个需要，有那个需要，我们也愿意花时间努力去满足这个需要，满足那个需要。
We may have the burden to see the need of our church, this need or that need. We may even want to spend the time to meet these needs.
但另外一方面是主说你去做这个，但是在你里面你觉得你根本不配。
But on the other hand, you feel that the Lord is prompting you to do this, but you feel unworthy or inadequate to do this.
你觉得我怎么有这个度量能够去做这个事情呢？是不可能的。
You were thinking, how can I have this capacity to do this? This is impossible.
但主说我的恩典够你用。
But the Lord says, my grace is sufficient for you.
最后事情做成了。
And the thing was accomplished.
你知道这不是出于你。
You know that is not of you.
你知道这不是借着你。
You know that's not through you.
你知道这个结果是要归给主的。
You know the result, the outcome is to given to the Lord.
你很清楚知道荣耀不是归给你，是归给主的。
You need to know the glory is not to you, but to God.
弟兄姊妹，这个是平常我们可以经历的事情。
Brother and sister, this is what we can experience.
譬如我们喜欢传福音，我们也很喜欢，也有经验传福音。
For example, we like to share the gospel, and we may even have the experience of sharing the gospel.
我们信主的年日久了，我们也会讲一点福音。
As time goes by since we first became the Lord, we may even be able to share the gospel.
所以有时候我们遇见福音朋友，我们就说，哎，我去探望。
So sometimes when we come across some gospel friends, we want to go visit them.
我要说有这个负担去探望是非常好的。
I think it's a great thing that you have the burden to visit the gospel friends.
但是我们就去探望，然后我们就照着以往的经验，以往我们所传讲的内容，把福音告诉朋友们，盼望他能够信主。
So when we have this burden, we go visit those gospel friends. We share the gospels through our past experience and the content we had before.
但是每一个福音朋友，他有每一个朋友，他有他的自己的心结。
But every gospel friend, they have their own struggles.
他有他自己的难处和需要。
Their own challenges and needs.
那更宝贵的经验是，这里有一个福音朋友，他有一个特别的需要。
And what's more precious is that once a gospel friend has a very particular need.
主说，你去探望他。
The Lord says, go visit him.
但是你里面知道他这个特别的需要。
But you know this particular need this gospel friend has.
你感觉他的问题太难了，我哪里能够解决他的问题？
You feel the problem is so tremendous. There's no way you can help solving it.
我能跟他说什么来解决他的难处呢？
What can I say to him to help him solve the problem?
我根本就不知道该说什么。
I don't know what to say to him.
但是主说你去，我的恩典够你用。
But the Lord says, you go, and my grace is sufficient for you.
你就凭着主的吩咐去了。
And you follow the Lord's command.
到时候主就把当说的话告诉你。
And the Lord will tell you what you will say.
接着主所赐的恩典，把人心中的问题解开。
And by the grace of God, he can answer the questions of men.
所以你知道这不是出于你，这是出于主。
And that's how you know this is not of you, but of God.
不是借着你，乃是借着主。
Not through you, but through God.
结果也不是归给你，乃是归给主。
And the outcome is not to you, but to God.
荣耀乃是归给主，不是归给你。
And the glory is to God, not to you.
这叫做荣耀神的生活。
This is a life that glorifies God.
你处处可以看见神施恩的手。
Everywhere you can see the hand of God.
荣耀神的生活乃是丰丰富富蒙恩典的生活。
A life that glorifies God is a life that abundantly receives the grace of God.
我们多读一段圣经或许对我们有帮助。
Maybe it can be more helpful for us to read one more verse together.
弟兄姊妹，我们刚刚讲到罗马书九章十五节，我要怜悯谁就怜悯谁，要恩待谁就恩待谁。
Brothers and sisters, we read the book of Romans chapter 9 verse 15.I will have mercy on whomever I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whomever I will have compassion.
你知道这句话最早出现在哪里吗？
Do you know where this verse first appeared?
那是当以色列人拜了金牛犊，那一天百姓中被杀的约有三千人。
It was on the day when Israelites worshipped the golden calf, and 3,000 people were killed.
摩西一方面看见我们的神是烈火，是祭邪的神。
On the one hand, Moses saw that our God is a consuming fire and a jealous God.
另一方面，摩西看见自己也不过是一个罪人。
On the other hand, Moses saw himself as a mere sinner.
他一个罪人如何在公义圣洁神的面前，而且要带领这么多悖逆的百姓进迦南呢？
How can a sinner lead so many disobedient people before the just God into the land of Canaan?
虽然神一再地跟摩西保证说你在我眼前蒙恩了。
Even though time and again God has told Moses that you have found favor in my eyes.
但是摩西没有把握。
But Moses was not assured.
他求神给他一个蒙恩的确据，他想要看见神的荣耀。
He prayed for the Lord to give him assurance of his blessing. He wants to see the glory of God.
所以从这段话我们可以很清楚看见神的恩典和恩慈是和神的荣耀连在一起的。
Therefore, from this paragraph, we can see clearly that God's grace and compassion goes hand in hand with God's glory.
好，我们看一下出埃及记33章18到19节。
Let's read a book of Exodus chapter 33, verse 18 to 19.
摩西说，求你显出你的荣耀给我看。耶和华说，我要显我一切的恩慈，在你面前经过，宣告我的名，我要恩待谁就恩待谁，我要怜悯谁就怜悯谁。
Please show me your glory, then he said, I will make all my goodness pass before you, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before you. I will have mercy on whomever I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whomever I will have compassion.
弟兄姊妹看见吗？
Brother and sister, did you see?
摩西求的是看见神的荣耀。
Moses prayed to see the glory of God.
神回答的是我要显我一切的恩慈在你面前。
God's response is, I will make all my goodness pass before you.
所以我们生活若是求神的荣耀。
Therefore, in our daily life, if we want to pray to see the glory of God,
神就显他一切的恩慈在我们生活里面。
God will make all his goodness pass before us.
这里很清楚看见摩西要确定他自己和以色列百姓是蒙神恩典的。
Here we can see that Moses want to be assured that he and his people, the Israelites, are blessed by God.
但恩典的确据乃是看见神的荣耀。
But the assurance of the grace of God is to see God's glory.
神的荣耀乃是彰显在神的恩典里面。
God's glory is magnified in God's compassion.
乃是神要怜悯谁就怜悯谁，恩待谁就恩待谁。
It is He will have mercy on whom He will have mercy, and He will have compassion on whom He will have compassion.
我里面的负担是盼望弟兄姊妹你们能够看见。
My burden inside is for brothers and sisters to be able to see this.
神的荣耀和恩典是连在一起的。
God's glory goes hand in hand with God's grace.
我们若求他的荣耀，神就显我们显他的恩典。
If we pray that God will show us His glory, He will show us His grace.
弟兄姊妹还记得吗？当神显现他的荣耀给摩西看的时候
，Brothers and sisters, do you remember that when God made all His goodness pass before Moses?
当神的荣耀经过的时候，神如何宣告的
When his goodness passed, how God declared?
耶和华 是有怜悯有恩典的神。
The Lord God, compassionate and merciful.
荣耀的神永远循着恩典的轨迹来遇见我们。
God will always meet us on his path of grace.
所以我再说荣耀神的生活不是宗教的生活乃是蒙恩典的生活。
I will reiterate this again. A life that glorifies God is not a religious life, but a life that receives grace of God.
乃是我们能够丰丰满满经历神的恩典。
A life that abundantly experiences the grace of God.
斯百克弟兄也曾经为神的荣耀做了一个定义。
Brother Austin Spark once gave a definition of God's grace.
他说当神施恩典的时候他的荣耀就显出来了。
He said God's glory is shown when he gives grace.
新约里头恩典和荣耀总是连在一起的。
In the New Testament, God's grace and glory always go hand in hand.
当你经历了什么经历了神的恩典你就明白了什么是神的荣耀。
When you experience the grace of God, you will understand what is the glory of God.
我们尝过主恩典的人就会见证说我们也见过他的荣耀。
Those who have tasted the goodness of God can testify that we have seen his glory.
旧约如此新约更是如此。
This is the same in the Old Testament and more so in the New Testament.
这正是约翰福音约翰所说的话。
This is what John said in Book of John.
约翰说我们也曾经见过他的荣耀。
He said, and we saw his glory.
正是父怀里独生子的荣耀。
Glory as the only son from the father.
丰丰满满的有什么有恩典有真理。
Full of grace and truth.
你记得约翰福音第一个神迹吗
Do you remember the first miracle in the book of John?
迦拿婚宴的故事。
In the wedding at Cana.
酒用尽了何等窘迫无望的情形。
When there was no more wine, how frustrating and desperate was that situation?
走到了人的尽头。
Men were at their rope, at the end of their rope.
当主施恩典把水变成上好的酒。
By the grace of God, the water was turned into high quality wine.
圣经记载说这是耶稣所行的头一件神迹显出他的荣耀来。
The Bible said,This beginning of his sign Jesus did and revealed his glory.
主的荣耀借着恩典就显出来了。
So the glory of God was demonstrated through his grace.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
当我们说主啊主啊你的怜悯和恩典每早晨都是新鲜的。
When we say, Lord, Lord, your mercy and grace anew every day.
我们的意思不是就是说我们每天的生活都需要经历主的恩典和怜悯吗
Does that not mean we need to experience God's mercy and grace every day?
但对我们这只是一个说法呢还是真的是我们的生活
But for us, is it just a saying or is that the reality of our daily life?
好所以我们要最后交通最后一个重点那我们如何能够进入蒙恩典生活的实际
Lastly, I want to fellowship another crucial aspect is how to receive the grace of God in our daily life.
这是我们要交通一个非常关键的事情。
This is a very crucial aspect we want to fellowship.
我们要问自己，我们以上所交通的到底是一个道理还是实际？
We need to ask ourselves what we have fellowship. Is it just a principle or a reality of our life?
罗马书第九章，我们对神的怜悯和恩典。这个认识是我们的一个考验。
Book of Romans, chapter 9 is a test of our understanding of God's mercy and grace.
有很多人读这一章心里是过不去的。
A lot of people cannot pass this test when reading this chapter.
罗马书第九章的经历是非常重要的。
So the experiencing the book of Romans chapter 9 is very important.
那我们今天可没有时间仔细来看。
Today we may not have time to read that in detail.
但罗马书第九章基本上告诉我们三件重要的事情。
So there are three things, very fundamental three things mentioned in Book of Romans chapter 9.
第一，神是神。
First, God is God.
神有完全的主宰和权柄。
who has the sovereign and absolute authority.
他要怜悯谁就怜悯谁，他要恩待谁就恩待谁。
He will have mercy on whomever he will have mercy and will have compassion on whom he will have compassion.
那是他主宰的权柄。
This is his sovereign authority.
第二，我们必须看见我们自己是谁。
We also see who we are.
我们不是雅各。
We're not Jacob.
我们不是摩西。
We're not Moses.
我们必须看见其实我们是以扫，我们对属灵的事情一点兴趣也没有。
We need to see ourselves as Esau, who has no interest whatsoever in spiritual things.
我们本来就是法老，我们心里刚硬的不得了。多少人传福音给你，就是不相信。
We are hardened-hearted pharaohs. How many people have shared gospel with you, but you still don't believe?
我们本来就是尘土被造的，只配做那卑贱的器皿。
We were but dust, God's creation. We only deserve to be earthen vessels.
第三，我们要感谢神。
Thirdly, we need to thank the Lord.
神有他主宰的权柄。
God has his sovereign authority and power.
但神使用他主宰的权柄的时候，他却是定义要施恩典、施怜悯、恩待我们。
But when God, with his authority, his sovereign authority and power, he determined to show us mercy and grace.
这是罗马书十一章三十二节告诉我们的话。
This is what's said in Book of Romans, chapter 11, verse 32.
他说神将众人都圈在不顺服中。
For God has committed them all to disobedience.
下一句话多宝贵，弟兄姊妹。
How precious is the words followed.
为的就是他特意要连续众人。
That he might have mercy on all.
他的目的就是要连续众人。
His purpose is to have mercy on all.
他使用他主宰的权柄，却是刻意要连续我们。
He uses his sovereign authority to show mercy to us all.
我想说一下神是如何教导我这个功课的。
I want to talk about how God taught me this lesson.
我曾经面对过死亡。
I have had a close encounter with death.
那时候我就在思想我什么时候退休。
I was pondering over when I shall retire.
但是神没有清楚的带领。
But God did not give me clear guidance in that.
2019年
In 2019,
公司管理层告诉我们说公司会有一个鼓励提早退休的方案。
A person in our management team told me our company may have a plan to encourage early retirement.
我们这些有年资的又有年纪的可以考虑看看。
For those who have seniority can consider this plan.
那以往也都有这些方案。
We also have this kind of plan in the past.
但是我都不够资格。
But I wasn't qualified.
但是我就着以往这个他们那个方案的计算方法，我这次算了一下，哎，我是绝对够资格的。
But based on the previous plan we had, I did my calculation. I should be qualified.
因为我够资格，所以我就要到主面前认真的去寻求。
Because I think I was qualified, so I was inquired of the Lord before him.
就在想说，如果这个方案出来了，我到底要不要接受这个方案？
I asked the Lord, when the plan came out, shall I accept this plan?
经过几个月祷告，我实在是不清楚我要不要做。
After praying for a few months, I still wasn't clear as whether or not to accept it.
那天早上照着以往晨更祷告，我跟主说，太难选了。
That morning, after I did my morning devotion and prayer, I told the Lord, it's so hard for me to choose.
我说我不选了，你帮我选吧。
I said, I'll just leave it to you. You choose it for me.
所以祷告完之后，我就进公司了。
After I finished my prayer, I went back to work.
我前脚刚走进我的办公室，后脚我的老板就跟进来了。
As soon as I entered my office, my boss came in.
他跟我说，你被解雇了。
He told me you're fired.
那我的经理非常难过，因为这不是他的决定，是上面一层的决定。
My manager was very sad because this was not his decision, but the people who are superior to him.
但是他跟我说没关系。
But he told me that's all right.
他说公司还是会有提早退休的方案。
Our company still has some early retirement plan.
如果你够资格的话，公司还是会按照提早退休方案的福利来对待你们的。
If you're qualified, you can still receive the early retirement benefits.
我想神太奇妙了，神真的是帮我做选择了。
I think this is miraculous because God has made the choice for me.
弟兄姊妹，有趣的事情是，
Brother and sister, was it interesting?
确实，照着公司所说的，提早退休的方案出来了。
Sure enough, this early retirement plan of a company came out.
若是我够资格的话，我仍然能够再按照提早退休的方案的福利。
If I was qualified, I should be eligible for the benefits of early retirement.
但是这次公司把条件提高了，我就差一点点。
However, the company, they raised the requirement and conditions, I just missed by a hair.
所以我是被解雇提早退休了。
So I was laid off and had an involuntary early retirement.
聚会生活里我们常常会听见这样的说法。
In our gatherings, in our church, we often hear.
某某弟兄啊，对聚会、对服事主很有负担，很爱主。
Such brother has a big burden in his heart and love the Lord.
所以他就提早退休了。
Therefore, he retired early.
我问主说，主啊，你为什么不能让我也这样光荣退休呢？
I asked the Lord, why can't I have this honorable way to retire?
主问我说，这是出于你还是出于我？
Lord asked me, is it of you or of me?
是你的选择还是我的选择？
Is it your choice or my choice?
你是要你的面子还是我的荣耀？
Do you want your face or my glory?
后来我明白了神要教导我什么功课。
Then I understand the lesson God wanted to teach me.
因为我算是被解雇的。
Because I should be regarded as being laid off.
所以我必须去社会福利局申请失业救济金。
So I have to go to the workforce commission to apply for the unemployment benefits.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？
Brother and sister,
那一天我一踏进大门，
As soon as I enter into the office,
我里面深深有一个感觉，我不属于这里。
I truly believe I do not belong here.
但是主马上在我里面问我，
But God asked me inside,
使你与人不同的是谁呢？
For who make you different from anyone else?
你凭什么觉得你不属于这里？
What makes you think you don't belong here?
你有什么不是领受的呢？
What do you have that you did not receive?
若是领受的，为何自夸好像不是领受的呢？
And if you did receive it, why do you boast as though you did not?
这是哥林多前书四章七节的话。
This is what's said in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7.
我马上看见我自己里面的骄傲。
I immediately see the pride that I had inside.
弟兄姊妹，我们必须看见自己是谁。
Brother and sister, we need to see clearly who we are.
感谢神，是他主宰的权柄恩待了我们。
Thank the Lord who has the sovereign authority and treated us with grace.
更有趣的是，
What is more interesting?
那一天不知道为什么柜台很忙，没人理我。
On that day, I don't know for what reason all the people at the counter were so busy and they did not attend.
我站在柜台前面等了很久。
I waited for a long while.
后来从里面办公室远远就像大概就像我们的门这样出来了一个女生。
Then from inside the office, out came a lady.
她一看见我，她好高兴啊。
And she was so glad to see me.
远远的在大门那边就说Kevin, 真高兴能够在这边看见你。
And from in distance, she said, Kevin, so glad to see you.
真高兴在这边看见我。你真是哪壶不开提哪壶。
So glad to see me. Don't get me started on this.
他跑过来给我一个好大的拥抱。
And she ran to me and gave me a big hug.
本来我想悄悄的来，悄悄的去。
Previously, I wanted to come and leave in a quiet manner.
但是他这个动作反而引起所有人的注意。
But because of her action, we attracted everybody's attention.
他跟柜台说 ,Kevin, 我来照顾你把他交给我。
She told to the people at the counter, she said, leave Kevin to me, I will take care of it.
那个女生是以往我工作单位测试部门的一个技工。
This girl was a technician in our testing department in our company.
以往是我告诉她做什么怎么做。
Previously, it was me who was telling her what to do and how to do it.
现在神把我放在她的指导底下，告诉我怎么做，我该做什么。
Now the Lord placed me under her instruction, telling me what to do and how to do it.
虽然过程中我感觉很多事情怎么做是这样做的。
Even though during this process, I was wondering why we're doing this way.
结果也证明他热心想帮助我申请了许多福利，一样都没成。
And eventually, it proved I was right. All the things she took the initiative to apply, none of them was successful.
这不是重点。
Brother and sister, this is not the key point.
第二，我们在教会里面，我们都有一点学习。
Brother and sister, we all learn a little bit in the church.
主的话教导我们，不分自主的、为奴的，在基督里都是一了。
The Lord tells us that there is neither slave nor free, for you all are one in Christ Jesus.
所以我和我姊妹在工作场合里面，我们不管是什么样的人，即便是清洁工、打扫厕所的，我们都很熟悉。
So for me and my wife, for all the people in our work environment, we're familiar with everybody, including the janitors who clean our bathroom.
因为我们想要照着主的话教导来学习。
Because we want to learn and practice the words that of God.
同事们都很惊讶说，诶，为什么这些通常人不会注意的，你们都能够叫出名字，还能跟他们聊点家常呢？
Our colleagues were surprised that those people who usually are not paid attention to, that you know their names and you can even chat with them.
所以这个女生她跟我的关系也是因为这样，所以跟我非常好。
Therefore, for this reason, this girl has a really good relationship with us.
那一天主深深教导了我一个功课。
On that day, the Lord truly taught me one lesson.
原来我里面是这样的骄傲。
It turned out that I had so much pride inside me.
虽然我们学习照着主的话善待每一个人。
Even though we treat everybody with kindness according to God's word.
那个时刻我才知道，原来我是站在比他们高的位置上来善待他们。
It was at that moment I realized I was stooping down to show them kindness.
主深深教导我这个功课。
God taught me this lesson.
看见自己与人都是一样的。
And I can see myself the same as everybody else.
若不是主的怜悯跟恩典，我们不过都是火炉的材料。
If it were not for God's mercy and grace, we were all materials for the lake of fire.
我们都是那一团烂泥。
We are all a lump of mud.
使我们与人不同的是谁呢？
So who make us different from others?
你为什么自夸呢？
Why do you boast?
弟兄姊妹，我们在聚会中如何看弟兄姊妹，看别人比自己强？
Brothers and sisters, how we consider others better than ourselves?
我们如何看自己合乎中道？
How can we not think more highly of us, ourselves than we ought to think?
若是没有这些学习和经历，这些可能只是一点道理而已。
If we're not for these experiences, all the things were only principles.
但是当你看清了你自己，这是何等大的祝福。
But when you can see yourself clearly, how great is the blessing?
你可以接受每一个人的指导。
You can accept the instructions of everybody.
其实你是在享受每一个人对你的服侍。
That is how you can receive the service from everybody.
这个学习也成为我这一次住院的一个享受。
This learning makes my hospitalization this time an enjoyment.
所以原谅我说一点这次住院。
Please pardon me for talking about my experience of being hospitalized this time.
我是第一次意识到护士的分工有这么细。
This is the first time I realized how specified is the work of our nurses.
有的护士只是帮你量个体温，量个血压。
Some nurses are here to measure your temperature and your blood sugar.
不要血糖 ,sorry.
Blood sugar.
对。那有些护士呢，他也不管你是不是在睡觉。
Some nurses, they don't care if you're sleeping.
他甚至不管你是不是坐在厕所里上大号
or using a bathroom.
他要量就量，他就进来了。
If she needs to measure, she will come in and measure.
以往会觉得很多令人不舒服的事情。
In the past, this was so uncomfortable.
但这次我看到每个护士都那么可爱。
But this time, I see all the nurses so lovely.
他们那么用心的在服侍我。
They put their hearts in their work to serve me.
我看见的是他们的认真和用心。
I can see the seriousness in their efforts and they put their heart in their work.
所以我也乖乖地听他们的话。
So I listen to them dutifully.
每天早晚需要验血。
Every morning and every night I need to have my blood test.
两只手背已经找不到地方，抽不到血。
There was barely any place to find a place to poke into my arms and couldn't get the blood.
有一次护士在我手背上扎了，两只手扎了六次也没抽到血。
Once a nurse poked into my arms for 6 times on my both arms, and they still couldn't find the vessel.
她很不好意思。
She felt very apologetic.
我告诉她说，没关系，我的血管太害羞了。
I told her, that's all right, because my blood vessels are too shy.
他们都躲起来了。
They hid away.
所以我才知道他们还有一招啊，用超音波找血管然后抽血。
And then that's how I came to know that they use the ultrasound to find the locate the blood vessels.
因为手术后排不出尿来，需要插尿管。
Because of the surgery, I could not urinate. After surgery, I need to have the catheters.
止痛药造成便秘，需要塞肛门塞剂。
The painkillers lead to constipation, so I had to use suppositories.
手术前需要帮你剃毛发。
And before the surgery, I had to be shaved.
以往会觉得这些好像自尊心没有伤到自尊心没有面子的事情。
In the past, I would feel this is hurting my self-esteem and my face.
但是这次我都感谢主，我非常的安息。
But this time, I was really at peace with all this.
反而我觉得护士们是那么细心、那么专业的在维护我们的尊严。
On the contrary, I feel the nurses were so dutifully and professionally trying to protect my esteem.
或许有人可能听了觉得主日讲台讲这些不太雅观吧。
Maybe some of us may feel this is not very decent for us to talk about during our Lord's Day.
但是请原谅我，这正是我所要表达的。
But please pardon me, this is exactly what I want to say.
当我们看见我们自己不过是尘土，
When we see ourselves a mere dust,
我们愿意把自己交给神，
We want to surrender ourselves to the Lord.
我们愿意学习活在他的面前，愿意他一切都是出于他，依靠他，归给他。
We want to learn to live in His presence, to learn everything should be of Him, through Him, and to Him.
但愿他能够在我们生活里面得着荣耀。
May He be glorified in our daily life.
一切竟然变得那么神圣、安息和美好。
And everything became so holy, restful, and wonderful.
因为我们本来就是羞辱的。
Because we are covered in shame.
是神的荣耀遮盖我们。
Then we were covered by God's grace.
使你与人不同的是谁呢？
So who made you different from others?
我们的尊贵是在神的眼光，是神所定义的。
So our honor is in God's eyes, in His sight, and defined by Him.
当主赤身裸体挂在十字架上的时候，你所看见的是尊贵、神圣和荣耀。
When God was hung naked on the cross, what you could see is the holiness, the glory.
当然我们永远没有办法和主相提并论。
Of course, there's no way we can compare to our Lord Jesus.
但是不要忘记了，基督确实是我们的生命。
But do not forget, Christ is our life.
神使基督他无罪的成为罪，为的是要我们成为神的义。
So he made him who knew no sin to become sin in our behalf, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him.
成为神的义。
Become the righteousness of God.
所以我们虽然觉得自己何等的不愧不配，但是我们也绝不敢轻看我们自己。
Even though we can see ourselves as unworthy, we should not despise ourselves.
我们能够浅尝一点亚当夏娃赤身露体，神的荣耀怎么遮盖他们？
We can taste that when Adam and Eve sinned, but they were covered. The nakedness was covered by God. How God covered them?
但愿神开我们的眼睛
May the Lord open our heart.
一面让我们看见我们本来就是羞辱的
On the one hand, we can see we were covered by sin.
但是神定义施恩给我们
But God determined to show us grace.
因此我们变得何等的尊贵
So that we become honorable.
卑贱的人今天却能够为着神的荣耀而活
Lowly man today can live for the glory of God.
但愿我们的生活能够出于他依靠他，归给他，愿荣耀归给他，直到永远。
May our daily life be of Him, through Him, and to Him, all glory to God forever.
好，我想我做点总结。
I want to conclude the message.
我在家里和我的姊妹交通，今天早上心里这个负担。
When I was fellowshipping with my wife at home, this topic this morning.
因为我刚刚经过这个手术。
Because I had this major surgery.
所以姊妹就说
So my sister was saying
她现在的侍奉就是好好照顾我这个身体
Her service is to take care of my health
你知道当人经过一点难处就盼望主早一点回来
You know when people experience some hardships we look forward for the Lord to come back early
姊妹说她现在侍奉就是好好照顾我这个身体
My wife said her service is to take care of my health
我就想到如果主明天就回来了
I was thinking if the Lord comes back tomorrow
我就要得着一个荣耀的身体你照顾我这个身体有什么意思呢
I will gain a glorious body so what's the point of taking care of my physical body
你照顾我的身体有什么意义呢
What's the meaning of taking care of this physical body
弟兄姊妹我们对生活的态度是不是 抱着买股票的心态。
Brother and sister, whether or not our life toward, our attitude towards life is like the mindset when we're buying stocks.
如果主明天就回来了，我得着一个荣耀的身体，你照顾我这个身体有什么意义呢？
So if the Lord is coming back tomorrow and I will gain a glorious body, what's the point of taking care of my physical body?
但是既然我们不确定明天主会不会回来，还是好好照顾身体吧。
But since we are not sure whether or not the Lord will return tomorrow, so let's still take care of our body.
我们是不是买股票呢？
Are we buying stocks?
讲到等候主回来很有趣的。
When we talk about waiting upon the Lord's return, it's very interesting.
马丁路德也被问过这个问题。
Someone asked Martin Luther King the same question.
人问马丁路德说，如果主明天就回来了，你要做什么？
Once he was asked, what will you do if the Lord comes back tomorrow?
马丁路德说，我还是去外面，我还是会去外面种我的苹果树。
Martin Luther King said, I will still go out and plant my apple tree.
你可能会想啊，主回来的日子，有行止的都要被烈火消化，地和其上一切的物都要烧尽了，你去种棵树干什么？
You may think, on the day of the Lord's return, everything that has a form will be consumed. So what's the point of planting an apple tree?
种一棵树不是做白工吗？有什么意义？
Won't that all the effort be of no avail?
弟兄姊妹，是不是这样呢？
Brother and sister, is that the case?
马丁路德回答的是什么意思呢？
So what's what does his answer mean?
我想马丁路德是说，如果当天他需要去种一棵树，他还是会去种一棵树。
I think Martin Luther King means if his intention was or his plan was to plant a tree, he will still plant a tree.
不管明天这棵树会不会被烧尽了
，No matter whether or not this tree will be burnt up，
因为我们的生活就是我们的侍奉，就是我们的敬拜。
Because our daily life is our service, our worship to God。
我们只学习每天每时刻活在主的面前。
We just need to learn how to live moment by moment, day by day, how to live in God's presence。
我们只照着主今天告诉我们今天当做的事，忠心顺服。
We just need to be obedient to the Lord to whatever we need to do on that day.
种地的照常种地。
If you need to till to the land, then till the land.
推磨的照常推磨。
If you need to grind the grain, go grind the grain.
睡觉的照常睡觉。
If you plan your plans to go to sleep, then go to sleep.
差别是你是不是为着主的荣耀而活。
The difference is whether or not you live to glorify the God.
这是主耶稣所喜悦的侍奉和敬拜。
This is a service and worship that would please our Lord Jesus.
好像我就是停在这里。
I will conclude here.
我们有点祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们把这些话交在你的面前。
Dear Lord, we commit those words into your own hands.
主，我们在说人的话都算不得什么。
We want to say that man's words don't mean anything.
主要是你自己爱你的教会。
Because you love your church.
主要为着过往这一年。
For the whole entire year that's going out.
虽然我们经过一些的事情。
Even though we have experienced a lot of things.
但是主无论怎样
But no matter what.
我们的脚没有肿，我们的鞋子也没有破，衣服也没有旧。
Our feet were not swollen, our shoes are not worn out, and our clothes are still can be worn.
经过这大而可畏的旷野，主啊，是你亲自背负我们，你与我们同行。
In this vast wilderness, you were still with us, you walk with us.
所以为着过去，我们感谢你。
So we want to give you thanks for the past.
主啊，为了将来，我们仍然要靠你。
And for the future, we want to commit it, and we want to trust in you.
愿弟兄姊妹，愿教会丰丰满满经历主你的恩典。
May our church brothers and sisters abundantly experience your grace.
也能够在我们当中得着你当得的荣耀。
And you can gain the glory you are worthy to gain.
祷告奉靠主耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.